Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 24th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, Myocardial Bridging, a Practical Guide for Clinicians. This guide for clinicians identifies myocardial bridging as the most common congenital coronary anomaly. While often a benign anatomical variant without clinical significance, it is increasingly identified due to the greater use of coronary computed tomography angiography. The guide compiles practical information for clinicians on the assessment and management of myocardial bridging. It outlines key considerations for when this condition may become clinically significant and require intervention. Article number 2, Liver-related outcomes in patients with tricuspid regurgitation. This retrospective study assessed the incidence and risk of liver-related outcomes in patients with tricuspid regurgitation. Results revealed a clear association between tricuspid regurgitation severity and the development of adverse liver-related complications, including cirrhosis, hepatocellular carcinoma, and liver-related death. The study successfully identified specific predictors for cirrhosis in patients with moderate or greater tricuspid regurgitation. The data also demonstrated a significant negative impact of cirrhosis on overall patient survival. Article number 3, Decoding the Heart Failure Peptidome. This cross-sectional mass spectrometry analysis explored the low molecular peptidome in 486 patients with heart failure and 98 age-matched non-heart failure controls. The study identified specific plasma peptides that showed distinct differential expression patterns between heart failure patients and control individuals. These findings significantly advanced the understanding of heart failure biology and demonstrate substantial potential for improving the diagnosis and prognostication of heart failure. The identified peptidome signatures offer novel insights for developing future therapeutic strategies for patients with heart failure. Article number 4, Update on Education for Families and Patients with Pediatric Heart Disease, a Scientific Statement from the American Heart Association. The American Heart Association issued a scientific statement detailing significant advancements in pediatric heart care models and interventions over the past 20 years. These improvements have led to enhanced clinical outcomes after invasive cardiac procedures, increasing the frequency and complexity of home-based care for children. The statement emphasizes the critical need for updated educational strategies tailored for families and patients. It focuses on integrating technological advancements and improving transitions of care to better support pediatric patients living with heart disease. Article number 5, Angiographic and Histological Characterization of PFA-Induced Coronary Spasm, Differential Effect of Two Waveforms. This study characterized pulsed field ablation-induced coronary vasospasm by comparing a clinically relevant full pulsed field ablation waveform against a single pulse configuration. Results revealed differential effects of the two waveforms on vasospasm incidence, severity, and recovery kinetics. The study also identified specific associated histological changes, providing crucial insights into the physiopathological mechanisms of pulsed field ablation-related coronary spasm. These findings demonstrate that distinct waveform characteristics directly impact the risk and nature of coronary vasospasm during pulsed field ablation procedures. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.